This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Trump versus 60 Minutes. Did he walk out of the interview?
You have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out.
And trolling Leslie Stahl.
Leslie Stahl is not going to be happy.
Then, shoplifting epidemic.
Stores across America closing due to out-of-control shoplifting.
This guy just rode off with an air mattress. She's filling up her shopping bag. And out the door she goes. And the Avengers to the rescue after social media tries to cancel Chris Pratt. Plus, daring rescue at sea. Mom, dad, and three kids. Then,
wedding day tragedy.
They were just running for their life.
The huge tree that slammed into a wedding party, killing the mother of the bride.
Plus,
free tacos for everyone in America.
Thanks to this World Series steal.
All of America wins free Doritos Locos Tacos.
Then, the hottest ripped from the headlines Halloween costumes of 2020. The fly from the debate. The mail-in ballot. Hand sanitizer. And soap. Yeah. Thy neighbor.
Please get off my property.
Why he's drenching her with his sprinkler.
Oh my God.
Plus, the little baby who's ready for her close-up. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. 60 Minutes is always one of the top-rated shows of the week, but President Trump has pretty much ensured that this week's ratings will be through the roof. As you probably heard, he walked out of an interview at the White House with Leslie Stahl. Megan Alexander has the latest.
President Trump is taking aim today at 60 Minutes after he abruptly cut off an interview with correspondent Leslie Stahl. Stahl went to the White House for a pre-election interview, and it reportedly got heated. After 45 minutes, Trump reportedly looked at his staff and said, "I think we're done. Do you guys agree?" and proceeded to walk out. He then lashed out at Stahl at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania last night.
You have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out of it. You're going to get a kick out of it. Leslie Stahl is not going to be happy.
Now, he's threatening to take the air out of Sunday's broadcast by releasing the White House's own recording of the interview before Sunday. He also posted this video. Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes not wearing a mask in the White House after her interview with me. Much more to come. CBS News says the footage of Stahl was taken after the interview and shows Stahl speaking with her producers, all of whom had tested negative for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Leslie had a mask on leading into the interviews as appropriate. Three White House sources tell the Washington Post that the president overreacted. The interview was not that bad. She just had a tone he didn't like. Trump and Stahl have sparred before, as in this 60 Minutes interview in 2018.
Why do you say the Russians meddled?
Because I think China meddled also.
Sunday's 60 Minutes election special will also include an interview with Joe Biden, conducted by CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell. Biden is coming under fire today for taking a four-day break from campaigning to prepare for tomorrow night's debate.
Biden is hiding. I know he says he's getting ready for the debate, but Van, this is the time to speak, brother. He should be everywhere.
Fox News' Sean Hannity taunted Biden, setting up a camera last night outside his home in Delaware.
We have a camera right outside of your house, right there, right now. You can walk outside your house, leave your basement bunker, feel free to step out, answer any of these pressing questions.
Biden did give an interview to a local news station in the key battleground state of Wisconsin, and he was asked about claims that his son Hunter and other Biden family members profited off the family name.
This is the same garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family.
On The View today, Jill Biden was also asked about President Trump's attacks on her family.
The American people don't want to hear these smears against my family. The American people are struggling right now. I mean, they're in the midst of all this chaos. They're trying to figure out how to put food on the table. You know, they don't have jobs. They need health care. Americans don't want to hear this.
Tonight, former President Barack Obama makes his first in-person appearance on behalf of his former VP, Joe Biden. He'll be attending a drive-in rally in Philadelphia. Movie star Chris Pratt makes it a point not to speak publicly about politics because he belongs to a conservative church. A lot of people assume that he supports President Trump. And now he's being called out online for keeping his politics to himself. As Jim Murray reports, his superhero co-stars are saying, leave Chris alone.
Thank you.
Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt is receiving support from his fellow superheroes after some on social media called for the actor to be canceled. It started with this viral tweet of the so-called four Chrises, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, and Chris Evans. One has to go, playing off a popular Halloween candy meme. Twitterverse went wild and dubbed Chris Pratt the worst Hollywood Chris, with many claiming he supports President Trump, though Pratt has never stated this. Now his Marvel co-stars are coming to the rescue. Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Iron Man, says Pratt is a real Christian who lives by principle, has never demonstrated anything but positivity and gratitude. Super liberal Mark Ruffalo, who plays Hulk, tweeted, Pratt is as solid a man there is. Pratt's wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, is also coming to his defense. There's enough room to love all these guys. Love is what we all need, not meanness and bullying. By the way, Katherine is supporting Joe Biden for president. Meantime, vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris is facing backlash after she held a fundraiser with the cast of The Avengers. She's accused of taking more time to talk to Hollywood stars than reporters. During the fundraiser, the cast sang Happy Birthday to Harris. Scarlett Johansson asked her what superpower she'd like to have.
Which one would you want and why?
Lots of superpowers I would love to have that you all have.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl is now sounding off. The Democratic VP nominee has now taken more questions from cast of The Avengers than from traveling press covering her campaign.
Kamala Harris spent Tuesday, which happened to be her birthday, campaigning in Wisconsin, which, as you've heard, is a pivotal swing state in the election. 2020 has been the year of weird, and now add a rash of shoplifting incidents to the bizarre things that are happening. As Jim Murray reports, for some crazy reason, shoplifting has skyrocketed at Walgreens. In fact, it even happened while we were there with our cameras.
Empty shelves at this Walgreens drugstore, and it's not because of pandemic-related panic shopping. Now the store is closing due to what local reports are calling a spree of rampant shoplifting. In this YouTube video, a woman loads up a shopping bag at the drugstore in the Opera Plaza neighborhood of San Francisco, then heads out the door. This guy also has his arms full.
Crazy.
And look at this. Just 15 minutes after an Inside Edition crew showed up at the drugstore, we found this guy jumping over the front counter, taking an airbed, and leaving the store on his scooter. No questions asked, no one stopping him. The drugstore is the third Walgreens to close in San Francisco this year, and there's real concern that the people who live there are losing an important resource for their neighborhood.
All the seniors that live around here in all these buildings now have nowhere to go to get their medicines.
I take my baby to buy food and buy milk and juice.
At least one other Walgreens in San Francisco has also been a target for shoplifting, seen in this YouTube video.
He just came in with a suitcase.
We spoke to former NYPD Lieutenant Dr. Darren Porcher.
It's best for those employees to deal with the situation in a safe and sound way as opposed to putting themselves at risk.
Crazy.
It's estimated that San Francisco Walgreens that's closing was losing $1,000 in merchandise a day because of the shoplifting. It was an accident waiting to happen, according to the attorney for a family whose wedding day ended in disaster. They were at a local park when suddenly a huge tree collapsed, killing the mother of the bride and leaving a three-year-old with permanent brain damage. Now there's been a huge financial settlement in the case.
I watched this thing collapse on a whole wedding party.
It was a horrifying scene. A tree collapses as a wedding party poses for pictures.
They were just running for their life, man.
You can hear the emotion in the voice of the eyewitness who shot this video.
I helped pull a lady out, the mother of the bride, but there's still kids under there.
Firefighters performed CPR on the bride's 61-year-old mother, but tragically, she didn't make it. Rescuers tried desperately to free seven people trapped under the tree. A three-year-old child from the wedding party suffered irreparable brain damage. As stunned members of the wedding party waited nearby, one frightened little boy could be seen praying. The drama unfolded in a park near Los Angeles in 2016. The 80-foot-tall eucalyptus tree that once stood here was a romantic setting for wedding photos. But new evidence shows that that tree was in bad condition for at least 10 years, and it should have been cut down. Now, 19 members of the bride's family have reached a $28 million settlement with the city of Whittier. Even healthy trees can fall without warning, with devastating consequences. A tree crashed onto this wedding party in Lexington, Kentucky. Look, you can see the tree snap in half, forcing the bride, groom, and guests to run for their lives. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt, unlike the tragedy that took place at this park in California.
The family has also sued the arborist hired by the town to maintain those trees. Whether you're cheering for the Dodgers in the World Series or not, you gotta love Mookie Betts, because thanks to him, you're getting a free taco. Stephen Fabian explains why.
There he goes.
With that stolen base, it's free tacos for everyone in America, thanks to Mookie Betts of the LA Dodgers.
All of America wins free Doritos Locos Tacos.
Now millions of Americans are saying, thanks for the tacos, Mookie.
I think they're talking about the tacos right now.
The promotional campaign offers everyone one free Doritos Locos Taco, but only if a player steals a base during the World Series. Well, that happened last night. And now Taco Bell is reportedly expected to give away $10 million worth of tacos.
It's something for people to root for, even if their team's not in the World Series. And I think now more than ever, I think we could all use a free taco in our lives. So hopefully it'll bring some happiness around the world.
Here's a shot into right.
The pandemic is turning the World Series 2020 into an historic event. All the games will take place at Major League Baseball's COVID-19 bubble, the Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The stadium usually seats 40,000. Last night, just 10,000 fans were allowed in. But who cares when we all get free tacos?
So I get a taco, you get a taco.
Those free tacos will be available November 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. local time at Taco Bell. If you drove past a yard sign expressing an opinion that you don't hold, what would you do? Keep driving or confront the homeowner with a 30-minute rant? Well, this person chose option two, and that's just the beginning. Amber Cogliano explains what happened next.
Talk about a super soaker.
Now I think maybe we should call somebody.
An irate woman is getting drenched by a garden hose after a confrontation over a Black Lives Matter flag. It unfolded in Austin, Texas.
Please get off my property. I will defend myself on my property. Get off my property.
The woman is no match for the blast of water, slipping several times. It all started when Ian Doherty told her to stop yelling at the neighbor who was displaying the BLM flag.
Tell us what happened before that video.
She basically uses abusive language and yells at the woman for about half an hour.
Then she came in his direction.
She told me to turn that sprinkler off, and I wasn't going to. And I told her just, hey, don't come on our property.
You see the woman fall and gets back up for more.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You could hear the neighbors recording it snicker.
Go home, girl.
Oh, my God.
You're going to lose that battle.
Number of cities and towns around the country have reported an uptick in political signs and banners being vandalized and stolen as we get closer to the election. Halloween will not be the usual blowout this year, but a lot of people are still marking the holiday. And this year, the costumes come straight from the news.
It's the Halloween costume that has people buzzing.
The morning after the vice presidential debates, this was the number one costume everyone had to have. It's the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
Yep, this DIY fly costume includes giant wings, antennae, and bug eyes. Or you could also be Mike Pence himself with a dark suit, white wig, and the must-have accessory. Yep, that pesky fly. You could also pay tribute to the heroes of 2020, the brave firefighters battling the wildfires out west, and the healthcare workers battling COVID-19 on the front lines. Speaking of the pandemic,
hand sanitizer is the number one accessory of 2020.
How about being a bottle of hand sanitizer?
As if we didn't have enough this year, we had the crazy murder hornets.
Fashion expert Don Del Russo showed us another ripped from the headlines costume, murder hornets.
But this sexy murder hornet does not sting.
And with Halloween just 3 days before the big election, how about being a mail-in ballot?
Election 2020 is here, and that's all anyone can talk about. We have a sexy mail-in ballot costume here, a tube dress, and thigh-high socks.
Our models showed off their costumes from Yandy.com at the crossroads of the world, Times Square. Happy Halloween.
And dressing up is big business. It's estimated Americans will spend $3.2 billion on Halloween costumes this year.
Next, daring rescue at sea. Mom, dad, and three kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Then, he's back. Ryan Seacrest returned from his COVID-19 scare.
Got the negative test results for COVID.
And no peanuts?
Good grief.
Why you won't be seeing the holiday classics on the networks this year. Plus, the little baby who's ready for her close-up. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
A family found themselves trapped in chilly water after their boat capsized in strong winds. Fortunately, authorities were nearby.
A daring rescue at sea. After a family's boat overturned in strong winds and choppy waters. Four adults and three children found themselves stranded off the coast of Tampa. In the distance, you can see the underside of the capsized boat. Video from the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office shows a rescuer tossing a yellow rope with a buoy towards the family.
Man, it's right to your left, right to your left. You got it?
They latch on and get pulled to safety. Fortunately, everyone was wearing a life jacket.
I'll grab her first, and then I'll help you get in, all right?
First out of the water, a seven-year-old girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Then comes Mom. Now the rescuers turn their efforts to saving Dad, who managed to hold onto his backpack the entire time. Everyone made it to safety. A happy ending to a terrifying ordeal.
And polite, too. Incredibly, nobody was injured. When we come back, Ryan Seacrest reveals the results of his COVID test. Ryan Seacrest was back on TV this morning. He stayed home for 2 days awaiting the results of a COVID test.
He's back.
It is Wednesday, October 21st. Thank you for covering.
Ryan Seacrest returned to the set alongside Kelly Ripa today after being off for 2 days due to a COVID scare.
We're following the strict protocol. Got the negative test results for COVID. Makes you feel very good.
And for the first time in 55 years, the iconic Peanuts holiday specials will not air on network TV. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
What kind of a Thanksgiving dinner is this?
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Hark the herald angels sing.
And a Charlie Brown Christmas will now all air on Apple TV. The tech giant bought the rights to the legendary specials.
Good grief.
No Apple TV subscription? No problem. The specials will be made available free for all on select days. And
bury me beneath the willow.
Stephen Colbert was moved to tears last night when Dolly Parton broke out in song.
Are you crying? Oh, bury me beneath the willow.
She's singing Bury Me Beneath the Willow, a song her mother sang to her as a child.
I better hush before you cry after death and we can't finish the show.
Like a lot of Americans, I'm under a lot of stress right now, Dolly.
Oh, we love Dolly. When we come back, 5 months old and already a viral star. Finally today, who knew a trip to Walmart could lead to this?
This baby is ready for her close-up.
Her first celebrity moment.
Yeah.
Nick and Ivy Jansen were shopping at Walmart outside Wichita, Kansas, with their five-month-old daughter, Kira, when they spotted the security camera.
We were checking out, and he was like, should I put her up there? And I was like, yeah, do it. I'll take a picture. Do it.
Kira is so darn cute. Her image has been liked on Twitter more than 1.3 million times.
That many people seeing it is just crazy. I never expected that.
Little Kira can't get enough of the camera, even during our interview. She loves the camera.
Yeah,
can't get enough.
Oh, she is yummy. And that is Inside Edition for today. Thank you for watching. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcast.